KSRN News, I'm John Scott. As Congress returns to Washington this fall after a month-long August recess, Republicans will have to find a way to work with Democrats or around them as a government shutdown looms. The annual spending battle will dominate the September agenda. The Senate also debating whether to move forward on legislation that would slap steep tariffs on some of Russia's trading partners as the U.S. presses Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. There are plans to beef up federal intervention in Chicago.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was injured in a weekend car accident.
Rudy Giuliani is recovering from a cracked spine and other injuries after a car crash on Interstate 93 in New Hampshire Saturday night. On X, he thanked a nurse practitioner, Maria Ryan, for overseeing his care. New Hampshire State Police say Giuliani's spokesman Ted Goodman was driving a rented Ford Bronco when it was struck from behind by a Honda HRV driven by a 19-year-old woman. The former New York mayor's head of security released a statement saying the 81-year-old was taken to a nearby trauma center for treatment of a fractured vertebrae, multiple lacerations, and injuries to his left arm and lower leg. I'm Jennifer King.
And the markets are closed today. That's in observance of the Labor Day holiday. On Friday, all three major indexes finished lower. The opening bell rings Tuesday morning after the three-day holiday weekend. This is SRN News. Is America getting more rude?
A lot of people think so. According to a Pew Research Center poll, 47% of adults say unkind behavior is on the rise in this country. 44% say it's about as bad as it's always been. And what behaviors bug people the most? The Pew study finds Americans are most unhappy with people who curse out loud in public places, wear clothing with obscenities on it, blast loud music, bring their dog to the office, or smoke around others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Texas measure would let private citizens sue doctors and others who provide abortion pills that end up in the state. The first of its kind provision would open a new tool in states' fights against the drugs. It would also likely trigger new legal battles. Chemicals are now the main way abortions are carried out in the U.S., and they were even before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Communist China's President Xi, addressing a multi-nation summit of Beijing's allies, cast his country as a unifying force in world affairs.
This is the biggest ever gathering of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and Xi Jinping was really talking it up as a multilateral organization. Now, the obvious contrast is to the United States, which in the eyes of the Chinese government is going it alone with its America First policies and inflicting these chaotic tariffs on various other parts of the world. He would say that instead, this is the way to go for countries to come together.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. A plane carrying European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was hit by GPS jamming over Bulgaria in a suspected Russian operation. The plane landed safely at Plovdiv Airport. More details at srnnews.com.